Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The elderly American tourist killed by a rampaging bull elephant. She was on her last great adventure before turning 80.
That last second or two, yeah, obviously she was scared.
Then, the hole-in-the-wall gang.
The shocking heist, $30 million in cash stolen.
And brick attacks. The serial window smasher.
What the heck is she doing to our car?
Plus, it's alive. The porch pirate. Wrapped in a garbage bag and call him Batman.
Yo.
This homeowner says he's had enough.
Would you have hit him with this?
Then save the babies and earthquake boulder crash and total eclipse glasses. This guy was selling 500 of them. It says NASA approved, but are they the real deal?
Why won't you talk to us if he's legitimate?
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, in today for Deborah. It's the last photo of the woman who was killed by a rampaging elephant on safari. Her identity has now been revealed, and she's a 79-year-old grandmother from Minnesota. Her family says she was on her last big adventure before turning 80. Stephen Fabian reports.
She probably never expected the end of her life to happen like this.
Oh my goodness. Uh-oh.
It's never fast.
A rampaging elephant charges American tourists on safari. The vehicle they're in suddenly comes to a stop. Then with an explosive whip of its powerful trunk, the elephant flips the truck over. You can hear groans from the passengers. One woman was killed, and now we know who she is. 79-year-old Gail Mattson can be seen here just moments before her death, smiling and holding a yellow flower. The Minnesota resident set off on the vacation in Africa with family and friends. Her daughter shared photos from her mom's trip. Sadly, she lost her life in a tragic accident while on her dream adventure. I spoke with her close friends Brenda Biggs and John Longabaugh.
She was going to be 80 in the summer. And she felt that she was going to have to slow down a little bit.
This was at the top of her bucket list, was Africa.
What was she looking forward to so much on this trip?
I think seeing the animals up close. The sad part is here, an animal, she saw it all right. It came up real close, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Too close.
The elephant attack happened in Kafue National Park in Zambia. Humans are no match for elephants, which can run up to 20 miles per hour. Their massive trunks can lift more than 13,000 pounds. Just 2 weeks ago, another bull elephant lifted a safari truck in South Africa with his trunk. Not once, but twice.
They become incredibly territorial. They have a need to breed and basically push out and compete away anything that gets in their space, including people.
Wildlife biologist Jeff Corwin says, judging from the videos, the tour guides tried to yell, a standard method of scaring off an angry elephant.
If the ears are out, the elephant itself is trying to look larger than life. When those ears peel and fold back against the head, that elephant is likely going to charge.
Sadly, this grandmother lost her life on what turned out to be her last great adventure.
The owner of the safari company says vegetation was so thick the guy was unable to move the vehicle out of harm's way. It is the largest heist ever in Los Angeles history. The LAPD and the FBI are investigating the theft of $30 million from a money storage facility. And take a look at that boarded up hole in the outside concrete wall. Is that how the thieves made their getaway?
It's a record-breaking heist, $30 million in cash. The brazen thieves apparently gained entry by climbing into the roof hatch at Garda World, a private security firm that's a rival to Brinks.
One of the biggest cash heists in the city's history.
News photographers found this giant hole in the side of the building, now boarded up. But it's not clear if that's how the robbers escaped. The burglary unfolded on Easter Sunday morning at this Garda World money storage facility just outside Los Angeles. Armored trucks deliver large sums of cash here to store money for small and large businesses from around the region. Authorities are trying to figure out how the thieves broke into the building without triggering the security system. Could this be an inside job?
You know, the first thing I think any of us think when we hear a story like this is that had to be an inside job. Just think about the logistics of $30 million being able to move that much cash out undetected. That would take a lot of people working together extremely effectively.
This latest robbery is reminding people of the big rig robbery in 2022, when $100 million in jewelry was stolen while the Brinks truck was parked at a rest stop outside L.A.
We had a lock on here.
You had a lock on here, yep.
And it's gone.
There have still been no arrests in that case. Now a new heist, one of the largest ever.
An employee of the security firm questions if it was an inside job because he says it's nearly impossible to get past the facility's very elaborate alarm system. And in one neighborhood, a number of residents were shocked to find their cars with smashed windshields. Authorities say there's just one culprit, a woman armed with a brick.
You are about to see something extraordinary. A woman bashes in a windshield with a brick. And it's happening over and over again in fancy residential neighborhoods across Los Angeles. In this surveillance video, she targets a Porsche. Then she retrieves the brick and calmly returns to her car as if nothing's happened. Katerina Meyer owns the Porsche.
The only thing that I could think of possibly is that I might have, you know, pissed her off on the road on the way home from the grocery store.
Dave Goodman's car got it good. First, the suspect throws the brick at the front windshield. Then she returns to bash in the rear window and really goes to town. She also grabs a chunk and takes it as a souvenir.
It was just a shock. You know, isn't it very surprising? What the heck is she doing to our car?
Yesterday, after an intense search, police arrested 30-year-old Lisa Jones and charged her with felony vandalism.
Lisa Jones is being held without bail. Speaking of crime, when a guy's package disappeared from his porch, he checked his Ring camera and couldn't believe his eyes. Amber Cogliano with video. You have to see to believe.
You have never seen a porch pirate like this. Watch as this garbage bag shuffles up to the front door. All you can see are fuzzy slippers. The knucklehead grabs the small package and scurries off. The homeowner in Sacramento tells Inside Edition that at first he thought it was a prank, but it was all real. And speaking of porch pirates, clear across the USA in Queens, New York, another porch pirate suspect walks up to a house and definitely got more than he bargained for. Watch as he casually grabs a package off the stoop and stuffs it in his backpack. But he never expected this.
Yo.
The homeowner comes after him with a bat.
What you got in there?
Nothing, man.
What you got in that bag?
Yo, this is my stuff.
You can
have everything, bro. I live right there, bro.
Get on your knees.
Get on your knees
right now.
I live on the
I spoke to homeowner Carlos Mejia today.
What led you to pulling out a bat on a porch pirate? I mean, what brought you to that point?
Got tired. Just tired of people taking my stuff. Like, it's not the first package. I was nice this time, but I won't be nice the second time.
I live on the floor.
We are seeing more heart-stopping videos from that 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan, including this moment as nurses desperately try to protect newborns from being tossed around a maternity ward.
Watch as maternity nurses try to steady the cribs holding newborns as the quake rips through. Metal beams plummet from a high-rise under construction and slam into another building. This boulder flattens a car. This young woman doesn't know what to do as her possessions go crashing to the floor. These guys grab their kids and flee. And here, a woman takes cover under the table in her kitchen. Then her husband, dressed in just his underwear, races in to comfort her. A mom clutches her toddler when they're both thrown to the floor. And this woman can barely stay on her feet as her home sways so violently. This bridge is shaking so hard, it actually shuts off the camera. And look at all these people fleeing from office buildings. American Yoli Sepung is visiting Taiwan.
It was really scary. I live in California, so we've experienced some earthquakes, but definitely nothing like this.
Now, the search for trapped survivors. Here, rescuers negotiate a way-off-kilter staircase in a floor that's dangerously slanted. The images were taken inside that Leaning Tower apartment building.
The cost of the damage from the quake is estimated at $14 billion. Excitement is building for Monday's solar eclipse, and as you probably know, you're not supposed to look directly at it without proper glasses. But buyer beware. There are some specs out there that don't protect your eyes. Les Trent caught a guy selling them online.
Here comes the sun.
Eclipse mania is sweeping the country. Come Monday, millions of us will be gazing up to catch a glimpse of the once-in-a-lifetime event.
We are just days away from that total solar eclipse.
But if you want to see it safely, you better have a pair of these solar eclipse glasses.
We've gone through millions of glasses.
Manufacturer Mark Margolis showed Jim Murray what his eclipse certified glasses look like.
If you look at the sun without approved glasses,
yeah.
What can happen?
Basically, it can burn your retinas.
Do you worry at all about counterfeit glasses?
We are concerned because there has been a flood of counterfeit and copies of glasses that have hit the market.
Could your glasses be counterfeit? We found this ad on Craigslist offering 500 pairs of glasses for just $100. You can watch the total solar eclipse with absolute confidence in your eye safety, the ad claims. So, who's behind the ad?
How are you?
Thanks, how good?
Good to see you.
An Inside Edition producer went undercover to meet up with the guy selling all those glasses. Turns out he's a financial manager based in Manhattan.
Awesome, are these them?
Yes, these are.
He even showed us this display case, which has a NASA logo.
Where do you get these?
A buddy of mine wholesale, he's selling these all over the country. He's probably sold like a container full from China.
Oh my God. Yeah. And they're real, right? They work?
Yeah, they've been tested by two different certifications in China.
But then he admits this.
Up here it says, you know, official glasses. There's nothing official about it.
It was time to make my presence known. Are these legitimate?
We're out of here.
He didn't stick around. Why won't you talk to us if these are legitimate,
sir?
He even left his bag. So we shipped them to Dr. Ralph Chu in Toronto. He's known as the world's leading expert on eclipse eye safety.
So I want to ask you about these, which we purchased on the streets of New York City. Can you tell us whether or not they are safe to view the eclipse?
I'm really concerned about it. If you have any doubts, don't use it.
The glasses the guy was selling say NASA approved on the side, but NASA tells us they do not approve any solar viewers. For more tips on how to view the eclipse safely, come to InsideEdition.com.
next, what lies beneath? Is the missing wife of notorious Scott Peterson in this canal? Are these her skeletal remains?
I'm 99.9% sure it's my sister.
Plus, high-rise water leak. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fire officials are called to fix a water leak, but they were not expecting this. Water pouring out of a high-rise building right in Midtown Manhattan. It takes a lot to stun New Yorkers, but this had lots of mouths dropping. Former cop Drew Peterson was convicted of killing his third wife, but what happened to his fourth wife, Stacy? Peterson claims she ran away, but her sister believes she's found her at the bottom of a canal.
Is the solution to a notorious cold case lying at the bottom of this canal? Cassandra Kale says she's found the body of her sister, Stacy Peterson, missing since 2007.
I'm 99.9% sure it's my sister.
Stacy was the wife of Chicago area cop Drew Peterson, the prime suspect in her disappearance. He's behind bars for the murder of the woman he was married to before Stacy. Stacy's sister says these images, first seen on News Nation, show skeletal remains 25 feet below the surface, a skull, the lower jaw, and the spine. She made this side-by-side recreation, illustrating how she says the skull lies on the canal bed. She found what she believes is the body using remote-operated sonar equipment, but says the authorities are dismissing her discovery.
I contacted the state police, the state's attorney, and they didn't want to, they didn't do anything. Then I called the FBI, and it took the FBI 3 months to come out.
And they said they didn't find anything.
Right.
Now she is trying to raise enough money to recover the remains for DNA testing to see if it really is Stacy.
And if it's not, it's somebody else's loved one that needs to be brought home.
Illinois State Police say they're still investigating Stacy's disappearance, and they follow up on all credible and viable leads.
Drew, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, the media is terrorizing my children.
17 years ago, the search for Stacy riveted America and led to a new investigation into the 2004 death of Drew Peterson's ex-wife, Kathleen. He was subsequently convicted for her murder. Here's how he looks now, aged 70, wisecracking in an interview with News Nation's Ashley Banfield.
I promise, unless you marry me, I'm going to kill you. Make it a joke.
Now, a new twist in this saga.
Peterson is trying to get his murder conviction overturned. When we come back, LSU basketball star Angel Reese, glamour girl.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
LSU basketball star Angel Reese is going pro, celebrating with a Vogue photo shoot.
Reese flips it up and in. She is unstoppable.
It's Angel Reese like you've never seen her before. Glamour gal. She's posing for Vogue magazine in a skin-tight Valentino dress with Louboutin heels perched on her basketball. And here she shows lots of leg in a red dress with a slit up to there. The basketball star also made it official. She's turning pro.
Hey, Vogue, today we're going to be announcing that I'll be entering the WNBA draft.
Affectionately nicknamed Bayou Barbie for her keen fashion sense, Reese posted a special video message to her fans.
This is for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. Bayou Barbie out.
Coming up, birthday sabotage. Whose cake is it anyway?
Oh no, this toddler is stealing the birthday girl's cake. Don't worry, there's still some left.
Enough for everyone. See you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg. The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.